Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Own an iPhone, iPad, or Mac? Apple says update your operating system right now.
There is a security flaw that may have been actively exploited. Apple has just released what is called a zero-day patch. The flaw was uncovered by Google's threat analysis group, which focuses on countering targeted and government-backed hacking. Apple, without giving details, says the issue may have been actively exploited.
ABC's Alex Stone. The Justice Department proposing a remedy in the wake of a court ruling Google maintained an abusive monopoly with its Chrome browser. The regulators would force Google to sell Chrome and those restrictions, you know, and impose restrictions designed to prevent its Android phones from favoring Chrome. The New Orleans-based federal appeals court continues to block Louisiana's bid to require all public schools to post the Christian Ten Commandments in every classroom. A lower court called the requirement overtly religious. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
A big win for Badgers volleyball. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin women's volleyball team, ranked 6th in the nation, beat their rivals, number 16th ranked Minnesota, last night in Madison. It took 5 sets, losing the second and third, but coming back to win the final two. They're on the road Saturday night against Nebraska. NBA, the Bucks with a 122-106 win over the Chicago Bulls. The Bucks almost let it slip away in the third quarter. Doc Rivers.
You can't give teams hope. And they have a history. The Bulls this season all year, they keep coming back. And then I thought the fourth quarter was another defensive masterpiece, you know, and we got to keep doing that.
NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday. Rookie defensive back Javon Bullard on facing players like tight end George Kittle or running back Christian McCaffrey.
You look at those guys and before you got to the league, it's like, damn, when you get to the league, man, all that go out the window. I ain't gonna lie to you, but as a competitor, you looking forward to those matchups, man. You looking forward to playing against those guys and compete with those guys for sure.
That's the Packers' Javon Bullard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, James Santel, former U.S. attorney, will discuss Trump finally facing justice in 2029. And does the separation of church and state apply to Oklahoma? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be cloudy and very windy today. Our high in the low 40s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 20 to 30, gusting to 40 at times. Tonight, cloudy. The wind will die down after midnight, low in the mid-30s tomorrow. Gradual clearing with a high in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'm still gone, speaking at a convention, so you're going to have special guest host Tom Paulsiewicz behind the mic. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
A lot of people say we sound alike. I'd have to agree with them, Dad.
Well, the two of you may sound alike, but you sure don't look alike.
And your roof doesn't have to look like everyone else's. Allow Sweet Metal Roofing to transform yours.
See what one will look like on your home.
I'm Mike.
Will.
And Mary Sweeta. Enjoy the long-lasting architectural strength and beauty of a Sweet Metal Roof.
SWITA, metalroofing.com.
Sweet Metal Roofing, the last roof you'll ever need.
The Jim Jim Rome Show.
Niners fans, your team getting hammered again by Kansas City. At this point, it's pretty clear who owns you. KC. They've now beaten you 5 times in a row, including twice in the Super Bowl. This was supposed to be a Super Bowl contending team that now looks like it's struggling just to be a playoff team. You are exactly what your record says you are, and the Niners' record is 3-4, a below average team.
96.7 FM, 1670 AM.
The Zone.
Well, we're starting off with a little winter weather advisory that should be expiring within the next hour for a good chunk of our listening area. But still, exercise caution out there, whether you're driving or walking. Welcome into a Thursday. This is the Midwest Farm Report. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. Sumac's going to bring us all the weather details you're looking for at this early hour. But what I can tell you, some of our roads out there do have some slick spots, especially if you're going to be driving on elevated surfaces. So definitely slow down, take it easy. Let's everybody get our winter driving skills back on par. For today, we've actually got a possibility of rain later today. Could be mixed with snow, so that's going to make for an interesting mix. Probably all coming in after 2 o'clock today. High temperatures no better than 40 degrees, and it's going to stay windy again today, gusting up to 45 miles an hour. For tonight, another 50% chance of rain, mainly before 9. Overnight lows down to 38. Tomorrow, cloudy, highs near 43 as everybody starts making their way towards the woods for the beginning of gun deer season Saturday morning. Saturday should bring us partly sunny skies, highs around 43 degrees. All right, we've got that off the to-do list. Also coming your way this morning, Wisconsin milk production remains flat, while states like California are hit hard by high-path avian influenza in their dairy herds. We're going to be talking about it. And did you know that more than 50% of the population today considers themselves lactose intolerant? But one UW-River Falls professor is working on making sure they, too, will be able to enjoy ice cream. All those stories and more, including our friends from Everegg on the way.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game. This week's contestant already looks like a winner, Jim. He's sporting a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn t-shirt. Well, with an advanced combination of exclusive genetics at his side, this should be an easy 3 points. Like 3 distinct modes of action against above ground pests. All right, here's the kick. It's good! Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Start your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/nopests.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
As we gear up for a new administration and a new makeup in Congress, agriculture groups watch closely. I'm Stephanie Hoff from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. The people advocating on the Hill for ag policy are tasked with building these new relationships and crafting a message to resonate with lawmakers and President Trump's cabinet leaders. Ethan Lane is among them. He's the vice president of government affairs with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He says even though the inauguration expiration isn't until January 20th. The work is happening now. He says it starts with the current lame duck session, which he says is an opportunity to tie a bow around the farm bill.
So oddly, we have been in one, I think, really effectively for some time now. You know, Joe Biden announcing his withdrawal from the race effectively made this a lame duck administration back in the summer, which is not a set of circumstances we're used to, right? And now Congress is sort of in that same mode, right? We're post-election. Given the fact that we've seen that consolidation going into next year of Republican leadership, both in the House and the Senate and the White House, I think this lame duck is going to look maybe a little different than we thought it would. Far less sort of contentious stuff, knowing that Republicans are going to have sort of an easier time theoretically moving things next year. There's going to be a lot of voices, I think, looking for sort of a quick exit from this lame duck session. They've got to fund the government. They've got to deal with NDAA. I think a lot of us in agriculture would like to see them deal with the farm bill as well. Beyond that, I think you're going to have a lot of voices saying, hey, we've got a better vote total coming in January, so if we can defer it till next year, let's do that. And we'll see how much of that they really decide to act on. And we'll see if they really go to December 20th. You know, back in September, Mike Johnson got that CR done early. We don't see that very often in Washington. Will he do the same thing here and find the government a couple days early and go home? So we'll be watching to see what takes shape.
If we can get a farm bill done, it sounded like NCBA, American Farm Bureau Federation, National Farmers Union, all kind of agree that it's a possibility.
There's a moment in time here where all of a sudden it makes sense. And I think that's what everybody is seizing on is, hey, the deal's not going to get better for Democrats that are exiting, right? Debbie Stabenow's legacy is on the line here. This is a good bill, right? If this was a harebrained bill and didn't make a lot of sense, that'd be one thing. G.T. Thompson did the work. It's a good bipartisan bill that's embraced by agriculture. This is a no-brainer to take this opportunity to get it put to bed so we can clear the decks going into next year.
Anyone watching the news knows that election coverage continues. But I wanted to ask you, were you watching any interstate regulations that impact animal agriculture? Any propositions or rules, increased regulations that you were keeping an eye on?
Oh, yeah. The animal rights activists were aggressively out in the country this year. We had a ban in Denver on the ballot for slaughterhouses in the city of Denver. There was a ban on CAFOs in Sonoma County, California, on the ballot. There was a proposition in Colorado to outlaw mountain lion hunting, which I'm from mountain lion country. I can assure you there is no shortage of mountain lions. So there were some really scary things out there. I think that popular vote total for the president being higher than people expected, it helped Congress out. It also helped on some of those ballot propositions. They all went down in flames. The processing ban in Denver, I think, lost with a 65% vote total. Sonoma County was like 85%. They were big wins. So it was really nice to see the animal rights folks take a blow here. That's always kind of a nice cherry on top of an election cycle like this. But yeah, we were watching some issues like that around the country.
Those may have been potential regulation changes, but now I want to talk about regulations that have already been in place that might see a reversal, might get a closer look with a new administration. One of these is Waters of the United States. Can you tell me a quick overview for people who don't know what that is, otherwise known as WOTUS, and what some possibilities are?
Well, you know, obviously a lifetime we've all spent talking about Waters of the United States, but really that core issue of determining just where that nexus point is between federal jurisdiction of water and local control or private land or whatever else. When does the federal government have the ability to come in and tell you what you can do or not do with that water because of its connectivity to larger bodies of water? Because of the Supreme Court decisions we saw in the last year or two, really dealing with the Trump administration version of WOTUS, kind of ruling over the Biden proposed rule, what we ended up with was this amended Biden rule that, you know, in our estimation, got us 85%+ of what we were looking for out of a final WOTUS rule. There's still some things to deal with there. That court case is still ongoing on some of the like loose ends about connectivity, particularly over state lines. But I think that's the question for stakeholders now is, do we want to reopen this in this environment, right? Is this something that we want to start again? Remember, that's a four-year process in the Trump administration to really take on a WOTUS rulemaking. So I think folks need to be thinking through the timeline there and whether we might risk breaking into jail if we reopen that. And I think that's something we're going to be looking at and everybody else's as well, is like what's possible there, particularly in a post-Chevron deference world where, what the agencies can do now is more limited than it was before that Loper Bright decision last summer.
Is it true that if you had a puddle on your property after a rain, the federal government could take control of that?
So I'm from Arizona, and I can tell you I started my career as a ranch broker, and I don't think I ever sold a ranch that wasn't 100% a justifiable WOTUS by at least one definition used during this conversation, whether it's the Obama definition or the Biden definition. Yeah, I mean, that's been a big part of this conversation is when is it a sandy bottom wash that only carries water in a storm, right? And when is it truly a navigable water or a waterway that has true connectivity to downstream federal waters? Because those aren't the same thing, right? If it's carrying water 8 months of the year, that's one thing. If it only carries water in a storm, that's a totally different thing. And so I think that's really been the big sticking point on this for years now is, you know, the federal government saying, well, just to be safe, we want to make sure we draw that broadly enough that we can go where we want. And farmers and ranchers saying, wait a minute, this isn't connected to the river 20 miles away, right? This is a prairie pothole. This is something on my property, and that's all it is.
What about the Make America Healthy Again phrase, and what does that mean for beef advocacy?
Well, I think everyone that grows food in the United States for a living is on edge right now and wondering what impact a Robert F. Kennedy Jr. voice, you know, distrustful of where food comes from, distrustful of how it's produced, distrustful of farmers and ranchers. He has a lifetime career of not trusting farmers and ranchers who are a core constituency of Donald Trump's. That does create a conflict point, and it's something I think we're going to have to work through. We're going to have to educate. We're going to have to yet again argue the science of why we're so good in this country at producing the most abundant, healthiest, safest food supply the world has ever seen. And that's a story that, thankfully, the science is on our side. We have a really good story to tell in American agriculture. You know, we're going to have to tell it.
And Ethan's work starts now. President-elect Donald Trump has picked Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to be the next Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services. Ethan Lane is the Vice President of Government Affairs with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and today's work money word is fiduciary. Well, fiduciary is a mega important term that you gotta know when it comes to getting professional financial advice. In the world of money, you want someone committed to the fiduciary standard because those folks are legally obligated to act in your best interest only. I mean, every other broker or advisor or banker who has not specifically committed to the fiduciary standard and told you that that's what they're doing, those folks don't have that obligation. They could be selling you products or encouraging you to invest in things or put your money in places that end up helping their wallet even more than yours. So simply put, anytime that you are hiring a financial advisor, ask them if they uphold the fiduciary standard. For me and mine, fiduciary advisors are the only ones I'm trusting my money to. That was your Work Money Minute. For more, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Thursday's show, Mino's back in the air chair and will likely have a few stories to share with us.
And Rob from the Timber Rattlers swings by to let us know about the 2025 Jordan Love charity softball game.
Join us.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
To you, and it's not because it's necessarily so
so challenging, but it is a surprise. Stumach Ag Meteorologist joining us live this morning. I see there was a big accident on Highway 26 east of Madison, semi in the ditch. And, you know, that's just kind of the beginning of what we're expecting today. Winter weather advisories that we've got to start talking about, huh?
Yeah, the winter weather advisory extends all the way from Marinette south through Brown County, out of Gamey, Winnebago counties, right down into Beaver Dam, Madison, Janesville, just east of the Dells up into Columbia County. My expectation is, along with that winter weather advisory, a good part of that same area has a wind advisory today for a lot of folks starting from 6 a.m. until 4 p.m. I see Madison starts about 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. tonight. But the winds are the biggest factor we're really going to have to fight here today. Yes, there's some snow. Oh, I'm seeing quarter and half inch amounts being reported in many locations now. Still snowing, of course, and it could be some of the heavier snow Waupaca toward Oshkosh and over toward Manitowoc right now. And it's not really heavy there, but it's more than just a few snowflakes. Otherwise, the radar indicates a good part of eastern Wisconsin seeing light snow this morning. Later today, that snow may begin to mix with or change back to some rain. A little rain snow will finally end tonight. Low pressure is in the northern part of Lake Michigan and will dive south right in the Lake Michigan and lower Michigan area right on through the day, and by late today, as it pulls away, precipitation will end. But very windy today. Wind gusts upwards of 35 to 45 miles per hour. Add a little slippery snow and some moisture to that, and it's very slick. Be very, very careful as you're out and about driving today, working around the yard and the farm. You know, there's going to be those slippery spots that you've forgotten about. They get that way. You'll find them again today. You'll have a little slip in your step. But this all ends, and in fact, as we head toward the weekend, a better chance of a little sunshine trying to break out. In fact, temperatures moderating a bit tomorrow, back to a little bit above normal. That sounds like good news. Should help to clean up some of the moisture we've been seeing. I'll have those forecast details right after this.
Attention, farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now is the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Ah, the seasons change, and so do the offers at Bavaria Sausage. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here for the crew at Bavaria Sausage, located at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. Open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday, 9 until 1. Always open online, BavariaSausage.com. Hey, listen, hunters, I know you're getting ready for your fall experience. Don't forget, Bavaria Sausage, ready to help you create some fantastic food products with what you harvest. Check out their website or talk to them personally. And if you're not paying attention to the calendar, Thanksgiving is just around the corner. And again this year, Bavaria Sausage offering you whole turkey options from locally grown sources. Just remember, get your order in today so that they can guarantee the supply is ready for you. Phone number 608-271-1295. That's 608-271-1295. Let the holidays begin early at Bavaria Sausage.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game. This week's contestant already looks like a winner, Jim. He's sporting a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn t-shirt. Well, with an advanced combination of exclusive genetics at his side, this should be an easy 3 points. Like three distinct modes of action against above ground pests. All right, here's the kick. It's good! Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Start your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/nopests.
I want to thank everybody that's sending me pictures on our talk text line. That number again, 877-301-FARM. 877-301-3276. Sounds like those pictures are going to include snow today, Stu.
Yeah, some snow. I can tell you a milk tanker just went by here. He was a little slower than normal, but making good progress. Just be careful. The winter weather advisory in the east today. The wind advisory there as well. Expect a cloudy, windy day. Rain and snow. Snow east, more rain in the west. Changing back to some rain in the east as well during the day. Could be a couple of inches of snow accumulating along that I-41 corridor in eastern Wisconsin. Temperatures only in the upper 30s in the northwest and low 40s elsewhere. The northwest winds gusting up near 40 and 45. Rain and snow ending tonight. Cloudy skies. We drop back into the 30s with the northwest wind still gusting to 25. A cloudy day tomorrow, more like normal, very upper 30s and almost mid-40s popping up with the northwest wind still gusting to 25 and partly sunny Saturday, Pam. A lot of upper 30s and low 40s as folks head out to the woods, and I'd expect it to be warmer with those clouds building in for Sunday.
All right, good deal. Well, like you said, be careful today. Thanks, Stu.
All right, see you later.
Stumacher, ag meteorologist, with those weather details. Again, like he said, exercise caution if you've got to be moving around early this morning, whether walking or driving.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke. The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habish-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Unless it's leaked, the country will not be reading what's in the House Ethics Committee report on Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz.
After the two-hour meeting, the Republican chairman of the Ethics Committee announced the report would not be released, at least not now.
There was not an agreement by the committee to release the report.
Democrats on the committee are furious, saying they want the report out, but the Republicans refused.
ABC News Chief Washington Correspondent Jonathan Carl. Also in the House, Congresswoman-elect Sarah McBride has been told she is not welcome in the women's bathrooms on Capitol Hill. House Speaker Mike Johnson ruling that House restrooms will be reserved only for those who match their biological gender. McBride, a Delaware Democrat, is the first openly trans woman in Congress. The Department of Justice has ordered Google to spin off its popular Chrome browser. The DOJ saying Chrome gives Google an unfair advantage over competitors in the search space. Google calls the move unprecedented. This is ABC News.
A big win for Badgers volleyball. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin women's volleyball team, ranked 6th in the nation, beat their rivals, number 16th ranked Minnesota, last night in Madison. It took 5 sets, losing the second and third, but coming back to win the final two. They're on the road Saturday night against Nebraska. NBA, the Bucks with a 122-106 win over the Chicago Bulls. The Bucks almost let it slip away in the third quarter. Doc Rivers.
You can't give teams hope. And they have a history. The Bulls this season all year, they keep coming back. And then I
thought the fourth quarter was another defensive masterpiece, you know, and we got to keep doing that.
NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday. Rookie defensive back Javon Bullard on facing players like tight end George Kittle or running back Christian McCaffrey.
You look at those guys, and before you got to the league, it's like, damn, when you get to the league, man, all that go out the window. I ain't going to lie to you, but as a competitor, you looking forward to those matchups, man. You looking forward to playing against those guys and competing with those guys for sure.
That's the Packers' Javon Bullard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will get a little weather and wine with Brittany Merlot, all things sports with Paul Noonan, and we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy and very windy today. Our high in the low 40s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 20 to 30, gusting to 40 at times. Tonight, cloudy. The wind will die down after midnight, low in the mid-30s tomorrow. Gradual clearing with a high in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Yeah, let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already has.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly, obvious, he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to...
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Are you planning that out for Pitt, Wisconsin? What is it, in 4 years, 3 years?
You know what? I've got that marked in my calendar. I'm like, okay. If I'm being honest, though, I think I probably will be, because our 247, you know, we do these live shows now, like every Friday, Saturday, and they've been sending a lot of people over. So I think that's going to be a blast, man.
All right. You tell the boss to put you down for that Ireland trip, all right? Ireland's really fun. All right. So, Greenbrier tournament, whatever, or tip off, I should say. Any concerns there? Just, you know, it's early. We'll just see how the Badgers fare coming up here. They should be better than obviously on Monday night, yeah?
Yeah. I think the key there, I mean, obviously you'd love to go 2-0. I think you just have to win at least one game there. The first matchup will be against UCF, who honestly has surprised me. You know, obviously they're now in the Big 12, one of the toughest conferences, and they start the season this year with a pretty big time win over Texas A&M. I believe UCF is 4-0. So they've done some good things, kind of snuck by some of the lesser teams, a little bit like the Badgers have, but I think that should be a win Friday. They've got a 5-star freshman that'll kind of present some issues size-wise. And
Wisconsin milk production for the month of October remained flat. California really suffering with the ramifications of high path avian influenza in their dairy herd. I've got those numbers on the way. Plus, Jenny Wackershauser, one of the dairy brokers with EverAg, joining us live on a Thursday. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. This is the Midwest Farm Report. It is the 21st day of November. What can I tell you? On this day, back in 1941, the Badger Army Ammunition Plant was established. That was on over 7,300 acres of land in Sauk County near the Baraboo Bluffs. There's remnants of it still there today. It operated intermittently over a 33-year period of time to produce single and double base propellant for cannon, rocket, and small arms ammunition. They shut her down March of 1975, and that facility is still being decommissioned today. That started all back on this day, 1941. On this day in 1941, Tweety Bird made his debut, the fictional cartoon canary. Tweety, first appearance in A Tale of Two Kitties, a Warner Brothers movie, Merry Melodies cartoon, created by animator Bob Clampett, who worked on Looney Tunes cartoons. Tweety Bird made his appearance for the first time on this day back in 1941. And happy birthday today to actress Goldie Hawn. She turned 79. Sports broadcaster Michael Strahan is 53. And now you know. What you may not know is today 65% of the population considers themselves lactose intolerant. That keeps them away from the dairy showcase in many areas. But now that's changing. Ben Jarbo was at a conference yesterday speaking with a professor from UW River Falls working on how ice cream can still be part of a lactose-free diet. Ben?
Whether you know it or not, lactose intolerance affects over half the world population, and there are not many options for those that suffer from this to be able to enjoy some of the fan-favorite dairy items. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and with me is Dr. Grace Lewis from the University of Wisconsin River Falls, and she's here to explain how they're making lactose-free ice cream, as well as what the market is for this sweet treat that everyone can enjoy.
With such it being such an abundant problem and so many people having this issue, the lactose-free dairy market is growing, but I think it's an area of research. How do new producers, new processors get into this area and produce lactose-free products, and what's the most efficient, economically viable way to do it?
Well, and when you look at it, how can this be achieved to make these lactose-free products and make them more well-known in the dairy industry?
Sure. So to make a lactose-free dairy product, you add an enzyme, lactase, to break down the lactose before people consume it. So this process is used in some current lactose-free dairy products, but it's not out there. The information's not available on how to optimize this process. So this enzyme works more favorably under certain conditions, certain temperatures. Ice cream has sugar in it, has fat in it. What composition of ice cream mix is most favorable to this enzyme? All of these things. And then finally, how much are consumers willing to pay for this product? And are they willing to pay more?
And take a look at it. What is the market for? And is this a cost-effective option for those that are lactose intolerant?
Yeah, absolutely. So right now, I believe the number that I presented was about $6.8 billion market was the lactose-free dairy product market. And it's a growing market, too. And as consumers become more aware of what it is, that it is real dairy, it's just simply this enzymes added before people consume these products. As we educate more about this, then it's going to become even more available and more abundant within the market.
Through their research, Dr. Lewis says that they have also noticed that the lactose-free ice cream takes longer to melt than normal ice cream. For right now, they do not know the cause of this, but for them, it was a happy surprise. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now is the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Laura Rotz of Wagner Farms is committed to sustainable farming practices that not only benefit the environment, but also support the long-term health of her operation. Through innovative techniques and partnerships, she strives to lead by example in the agricultural community.
Our farm is also part of Green Bay West Shore Demonstration Farm, and that's where we demonstrate conservation practices, and we're dedicated to protecting our natural resources. And we like to utilize a lot of cover crops. So our cover crops actually act as a blanket over the soil, which protects the soil from erosion or runoff and just keeping all of those beneficial microorganisms in place. We have a nutrient management program where we work alongside our agronomist. We test our soil to know just what best fits the health of our soils and the crops that we're going to feed to our animals. And we have a variety of different practices that we use to be able to save water and reuse it up to four times on our farm.
To learn more, check out WisconsinDairy.org.
Actor portrayal.
When I joined Better Life, I thought it was just about life insurance. But it's so much more. Better Life connects me with others in my community through social groups, events, and wellness programs. Insurance helps give me peace of mind, but the member benefits, they give me a real sense of belonging.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
All righty. Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese was up a half a cent at 173. 40-pound block cheese gained a quarter of a cent, 172 and a half. While AA butter dropped 3 1/4 cents to 255 a pound. This morning, December corn is a penny stronger at 431. March corn's up 2 at 442. January beans are up 4 right now at 995. November next year beans up 3. 1018. December wheat, 4 cents stronger currently at 556. July new crop wheat's up 4 at 593. Right now, the December class 3 milk that goes into cheese, that's down 20 cents at 1895 a hundredweight. You know, we talked about it earlier this week, a survey showing that Wisconsin agriculture and food processing brings in about $116 billion to the state's bottom line. But we're doing it with less labor. And that was bared out in a report released by the U.S. Department of Agriculture yesterday. In the Great Lakes region, which is Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, during the month, the week of July 7th through the 13th this year, we hired 62,000 workers on our farms. They were paid, on average, about $18.40 an hour for their work. That is a smaller number in both areas than what we saw a year ago. Same test period a year ago, we hired 65,000 workers, so down about 3,000 compared to last year, and they were paid a little bit more last year, about $19.46 an hour. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the number of hours that those employees worked this year was also down from 42.8 last year to 41.7 hours worked by hired workers this year. The labor issue is one that continues to be discussed on the national scene. Chuck Connors is the current president and CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives. And he said, if you ask any consumer, any politician, when it comes to agriculture, they'd rather have their food grown here in the United States. And that's going to take effective labor.
I don't know of any consumers, I don't know of any politicians in America today who wouldn't say we ought to absolutely grow as much of our own food here in America as we possibly can. That would get just 100% vote out there. The only way that that happens is if we are able to meet those labor needs with foreign-born workers.
Chuck Connor, President CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, he's actually getting ready to retire. Another set of numbers on the way. Wisconsin milk production remains flat in the month of October, and California still hit hard by high path avian influenza in their dairy herd. We'll recap those details and catch up with Jenny Wackershauser, one of the dairy brokers and analysts with EverAg Live on a Thursday morning. That's next.
Can't get enough farm news? The stories you hear and more 24/7 at MidwestFarmReport.com. Stay tuned as we'll be right back.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A 2020 Alaska ballot initiative took steps to shine a light on dark money campaign funding. The U.S. Supreme Court just turned down a challenge to that law, and it may be good news for an expected case in Maine. Alaska voters approved ballot measure 2 in 2020, which in addition to implementing open primaries and ranked choice voting, also took steps to disclose dark money funding of campaigns and ballot measures. It requires campaigns to disclose the true source of funding for any contribution over $2,000 within 24 hours, limiting the ability of donors to use 501c3 nonprofits and other entities to hide their identities. For any group whose funding is 50% from out of state, a disclaimer must be added for all communications, including advertising. Claiming a violation of First Amendment rights, several groups and contributors sued, but November 18th, the U.S. Supreme Court turned down the case without comment. Great news for voters, but it could also bode well for Maine's recently passed Question 1, limiting contributions to super PACs to $5,000 and requiring disclosure of those donations. Organizers of that initiative expect it will be challenged and think the U.S. Supreme Court majority could uphold a state's power to regulate campaign finance contributions. We have links to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
Now, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we make our popcorn pick of the week with Yao Asare from Gold Coast Candy. Then Nick Wallen from Comedy City and DePere drops by for a serious discussion about comedy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Things should improve a little bit. Temperatures today still not much better than 40 degrees, and it is going to be windy. We will have mixed precipitation that's on the way. So like I said, just prepare yourself. I was surprised when I came walking in this morning how slippery the sidewalk was already. The good news is by the time we get to Saturday and the beginning of gun deer season, sunshine back in the forecast, 43 degrees. Well, Wisconsin milk production stays flat for the month of October. The latest numbers released show that in Wisconsin, we had 1.27 million head of dairy cattle. That's basically unchanged from September, but 4,000 fewer milk cows than we had a year ago. Milk production in the state totaled 2.69 billion pounds, down just a sliver from last October. Some other states really got hit. Looking at California, high path avian influenza taking a toll on milk production there. They dropped 3.8%. Arizona was down 3.6%. New Mexico milk production down 4.4%. But then you flip the other side of the script. South Dakota milk production went up 9.6% in October. Texas was up 8.8%. Kansas up 4.2%. Why do I focus on those three states? Because they have mega processing facilities that are either online or coming online. That's one of the conversation topics we're going to bring up with Jenny Wackershauser. She's one of the broker analysts with EverAg, joining us live next on a Thursday morning.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now is the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game. This week's contestant already looks like a winner, Jim. He's sporting a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn t-shirt. Well, with an advanced combination of exclusive genetics at his side, this should be an easy 3 points. Like three distinct modes of action against above ground pests. All right, here's the kick. It's good! Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Start your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/nopests.
All right, welcome back on a Thursday morning. Again, as I mentioned before, everybody pivoting towards the weather, and that includes me. Weather not necessarily a factor so much in our dairy conversation with Jenny Wackers. However, this morning, she's joining us live on the Midwest Farm Report. She's one of the broker analysts with EverAg. Jenny, I want to go right away to our milk production figures. I kind of recap for the audience what happened in Wisconsin with our flat milk production. But I think the bigger issues are the haves and the have-nots. California, New Mexico, Arizona, down. Kansas, South Dakota, and Texas substantially up. What did you see in the milk production figures?
This was a pretty highly anticipated milk production report, primarily because we're looking at the first full month of California's bird flu outbreak and how that affected their numbers. We saw them down 3.8%. Overall, we were up 0.2%, and a lot of that is because of those states you mentioned, most of those being the states that are in the process of adding capacity. So we've seen South Dakota up strongly most months. We've seen Texas up strongly. And Kansas, they are all adding cheese plants here in the next month to 6 months. So those cows are already getting added in. The growth is anticipated. And they basically outpaced the loss we saw due to some hot weather and bird flu in California. So overall, what we saw was a small growth, which is our third month now of a small growth. And the bigger impact we saw was a addition of 19,000 cows to our herd. And overall, with an adjustment from last month, 37,000 cows overall. So this is the first growth in herd year over year that we've seen since May of 2023. So we're slowly growing this herd back, and that's really putting some growth back into the milk herd after 12 months of really a decline in milk production in the U.S.
Jenny Wackershauser from EverAg joining us live here on the Midwest Farm Report. I remind you about their website, ever.ag. With the increases we've seen in South Dakota, Kansas, and Texas milk production, Jenny, is that going to be enough to serve the plants that are coming online for processing?
That's the big question that's putting some question into next year's milk prices. So as we look ahead into 2025 and we see prices here that have slipped towards basically a $19 average, which historically is fantastic for milk producers in the U.S. for Class 3 milk, the question comes into that great old supply and demand question. Do we have enough buyers for the amount of cheese coming online? Do we have enough milk to process them? And that's a big question that sits in when we have one of the smallest herd of replacement animals coming in that we've had since the early 1990s. So there's a lot of moving parts, we'll call it, into this. And the biggest question is, do we have a consumer for the amount of cheese that we come out? We grow every year about 2% on our consumption of cheese, but we are probably growing at a greater rate than that next year, which is going to require us to find some export partners to take some of that cheese off our hands.
And how is that market looking right now, Jenny? I mean, we talk about the holidays, but to your point, the international demand is really what we hope for as far as a spike.
Our biggest trade partner is Mexico as far as cheese goes. Last year they took over half of our cheese exports and kept us actually pretty well covered, especially when we had those early spring lows in milk, lows in cheese prices. They came in and actually took quite a bit of volume. We may have to see prices do a similar thing as we move into this spring and summer to entice some of those extra loads to move. So far, we've been hearing that we are seeing some exporters come in already into those. As we've broken off that 240 high of barrel cheese, they've come in and done some buying. So the question is, are they doing enough to keep things moving? Will all of these plants come on as expected? We tend to not see plants come up and come on and produce perfectly from day one. So all of those capacities, all of those moving parts is also why we're going to see probably some volatility come into that milk price as we turn the calendar into January, February, March, and into the first quarter of next year.
Excellent. Jenny Wackershauser joining us live here on the Midwest Farm Report. Great information, Jenny. Like we said, Wisconsin milk production basically flat, but got to keep an eye on some of those key states with that big production facilities coming online. You can find Jenny Wackershauser and all the risk managers with EverAg online at ever.ag. Be careful out there this morning, folks. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This is the Midwest Farm Report.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Badger fans, the stage is set for another jam-packed year at the Kohl's Center. Your November lineup includes something for every fan in your life, with huge home matchups for Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey. Don't miss out on your chance to catch your favorite Wisconsin teams at the Kohl's Center this season. For a full Badger schedule and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Dairy barns have no shortage of high-tech applications. Stick around for Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Merck Animal Health has been busy advancing technology use in caring for dairy calves. Senior product and brand manager Erica Tessman says calf monitoring is critical in the first few days and weeks of their lives.
Our unique LED monitoring ear tag will blink if a calf needs attention today. Any calf that doesn't need attention that day, the light won't blink. And really what that helps is detect the animals that need our attention today. They may or may not be sick, there may be something going on, but it really helps the people taking care of these calves at every given moment. This is who I need to focus my attention on, and everybody else is good to go. And that can really open other doors for future management decisions on these calves. They're the future of our dairy herd. We want to make sure that we're taking care of them as best we can from day one, and now we have the objective data to do that a lot better.
Tessman says the next stage in high-tech calf monitoring is being able to automate the transfer of the data right from the barn.
We also are going to be introducing a new handheld reader, which is going to be able to connect a lot of our identification technologies with our monitoring technologies, and that's going to be really phenomenal when we think about automating processes, taking human error out of the process of really record management, which is always what we want to be thinking about, how to make that routine a lot easier and then also more accurate.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll be taking a look at issues that will face Wisconsin voters in 2025 and your phone calls as well. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.